You're listening to Source Daily. Join us Monday through Friday to stay up to date with what's happening in North Central Ohio. We'll be sharing a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other news, local history, memorials, answers to your questions, and more. Today, Mansfield City Council voted to reject a six-month moratorium, paving the way for recreational cannabis dispensaries. Before we begin, a quick message. The Richland School of Academic Arts is committed to providing the best academic core curriculum, blended with meaningful integration of the visual and performing arts to build educated, confident students to be future community leaders. The Richland School of Academic Arts is now enrolling for the 2024 to 2025 school year. Click the link in our show notes or head to therichlandschoolofacademicarts.us to learn more. Now our feature story. On Tuesday, the Mansfield City Council voted on a critical issue surrounding the establishment of recreational cannabis dispensaries. This decision comes 7 months after the passage of State Issue 2, which legalized marijuana across the state. During the meeting, Mayor Jody Perry asked the City Council to impose a six-month moratorium on cannabis dispensaries. This pause would allow the city to prepare regulations and zoning codes for such businesses. However, the council voted 5-3 against the moratorium, effectively allowing companies to seek licenses for dispensaries in Mansfield. Voting against the moratorium were council members Laura Burns, Cheryl Meyer, Aurelio Diaz, Stephanie Zader, and David Valquette. Supporting the moratorium were El Acucci, Cynthia Daly, and Deborah Mount. During a council session, 24 residents voiced their opinions. 16 residents opposed dispensaries, while 8 supported them, including 3 individuals involved in the cannabis industry. Mayor Perry, respecting the council's decision, emphasized the need to ensure proper implementation. She said, quote, "Now that we have the answer, I am very intent on making sure that we become a model community for how we enact it." Councilmember Stephanie Zader highlighted personal experiences, noting that her mother's use of marijuana was less harmful compared to other substances like crack cocaine. She argued that a dispensary would provide a regulated environment and deter illegal drug activities. Councilmember El Acucci drew on his experience as a youth counselor and warned against marijuana as a potential gateway drug. He expressed concerns about the impact on children and questioned the motivations behind the dispensaries. Later, Aurelio Diaz shared a personal tragedy where a friend died from fentanyl-laced marijuana bought illegally. He believes a legal dispensary could prevent incidents by ensuring safer products. Deborah Mount, who supported the moratorium, cited the city's unpreparedness in terms of zoning and regulations. Her experience as an EMT responding to marijuana-related accidents influenced her stance, emphasizing the potential costs associated with the drug. The council is expected to revisit the issue with proposed legislation in their next meeting on July 16th. Next, to Ohio history. Did you know that Katie Smith is a women's basketball star from Ohio? Currently, she is the lead assistant coach for the Minnesota Lynx and previously served as head coach of the New York Liberty. Smith is one of the all-time leading scorers in women's professional basketball, amassing over 7,000 points. She was honored as one of the WNBA's top 20 at 20 in 2016 and inducted into both the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame and the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame in 2018. Smith's impressive career includes championships, MVP awards, Olympic gold medals, and significant contributions to both the ABL and WNBA. Now an event coming up that you should know about. This Saturday at Central Park, attend the 10th annual Mansfield Pride Festival and Parade. Kicking off at noon, there will be a full roster of music, shows, food, and entertainment. For more info and times, check out the Mansfield Pride Festival and Parade Facebook page. Finally, we'd like to take a moment to remember and celebrate the life of Mo Diemkowy. Mo was born in 1962, and she graduated from Madison High School in 1980. She was a caring and kind woman who loved cooking, baking, and cherished her bond with her sisters. She reunited with George in 1999, and they married in 2004. They shared a love for sports, travel, and family. Mo delighted in spending time with her children, grandchildren, and their dog Grizzly. A devoted wife, mother, and friend, she touched many lives with her selflessness and faith. Mo is survived by her husband, children, grandchildren, and many loved ones. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Mo's life. You can submit an obituary for free on Richland Source. To learn more, click the link in our show notes or visit richlandsource.com/obituaries/submit. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow. Also, make sure to head over to richlandsource.com and click the Be a Member button to help support independent local journalism that informs and inspires. Every contribution goes to helping us make Richland County a better place and to help keep our journalism free. Also, if you like this podcast and want to hear more, make sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts.